Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome
to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are here 6 days from Christmas. And we had some of that white stuff show up yesterday into last night. And then, at least where I am, the rain turned and actually wiped most of it away. And then this morning it started snowing again for a little bit here. But looks like it's just about out, at least in the area that I'm in. And I'm in the Chelmsford area. So, northern part of the state. It looks like it's leaving, but I know that more north you went, the snow, it was more snow. We kind of hit that middle line. It was interesting. Because you look out and you feel like, all right, this is going to be a good storm. We're going to have some couple inches of snow. It'll be a nice white Christmas. And then as the night went on, started raining, you could hear the puddles, you could hear all that, so you knew that white stuff was gone. But the thing that you notice when the snow's sticking is the ground is starting to freeze, right? The ground is starting to freeze. Our plants are starting to be done with the fall and go into more of the, that winter season. Winter isn't officially here. We got a couple days left, but this really is that sign. You can tell, I'm looking, I look at the weather all the time just to know what's going on outside, and the temperatures are finally kind of staying in those 30s and 40s. I know a lot of you are probably like, that 60 degree day we had once a week isn't bad. But for our plants, they want this insulation. They want this to happen as, the unpacked snow that we were getting is ideal to help insulate our trees and our shrubs in the grounds, keep the ground at that same temperature. Right, we've talked about it for months now, but it's there. The snow is our natural way of protecting our plants, our perennials, our shrubs that we've put in, keeping that ground at the same temperature, keeping your root system, into the dormant period. And what it'll do is, instead of allowing that freeze-thaw effect, which slowly wakes up your root system, then puts it back to sleep, wakes it up, puts it back to sleep. It keeps it in that same temperatures, keeps it, you know, sleeping, if you will. But it keeps it dormant. It keeps it down and keeps it in that state where it knows that it's getting that rest for winter so that it can build up its energy for next year. So, snow is a good thing. The insulation, hey, it's free of charge, right? But I know with what we've talked about, a lot of you have already insulated your plants with mulch or straw or hay or leaves, any of that. So definitely, you know, I know you were ahead of it as we talked about it a good amount of time. But, you know, that snow, real snow hit finally. I know we've had a little bit here and there, but this started to hit the more north you went. You know, most of New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine was all snow. I saw pictures of a friend of mine up in Vermont, and you could see it was just all covered in snow everywhere. You know, good skiing weather for people who want to go skiing, doing that, perfect time. But, you know, what does that mean for us? That means we're focusing more on our inside plants, obviously, getting them ready for, you know, the temperatures to really stay the same outside. And, you know, you might be thinking, what, how does that affect my indoor plants? Well, let's think about it. You know, we've had our heat on in the house, but our temperatures inside have fluctuated so much because of the fact that during the week, you know, almost every Thursday for either Thursday or Friday for over a month, we've had 60 degree weather. So our inside warms up a bit and our plants warm up with it, right, inside. And so now we're going to be getting into that artificial heat a little bit more than we've had, right? So the temperatures are more than likely going to warm up inside a bit and get your plants a little bit warmer than they have been. Our heat is going to be more than beyond regularly, even though it has been. But as it gets colder outside, our heat works a little bit more inside. So, can it cause some stress to our plants? It can. But if we've gotten them ready, gotten them inside, you know, early enough this season, we should be okay. But I want you to just keep that in mind, because our plants know the weather. They know the heat. They know the cold. They judge how they take intake water, how they, you know, take in everything. So as we warm up inside because of the cold outside, you know, we could be looking at stress on the plants a little bit. So what can we do? Well, one of the big things that we've talked about is using protolizer in our plants indoors, right? Keeping them from any of the shock of the temperature changes, etc. Using it once a week or once every other week. At this point where there's not a lot of stress and keeping them at a normal feel on the inside for the plants, using fertilizer every 2 weeks when you water. Because a lot of our plants at this point, we're not watering as much, but as the heat comes on inside even more, we might be watering them a little bit more. It's another thing we can do. Add humidity. You know, adding humidity around your plants that you've brought indoors is a huge thing this time of year. How can you do it? Well, a couple simple ways. One major thing is grouping your plants together. So any humidity that is around the area will stick around the plants, kind of creating like a little tropical rainforest, right? No actual rain will fall in there, but you get the idea. They're grouped together, and you can create some of that humidity by misting the plants. You know, getting a spray bottle, putting it on a mist, and creating your own. Or you can create your own humidity tray by getting a tray, you know, a small plastic saucer, filling it halfway with rocks, and then filling the whole tray with water to allow some of the humidity, that moisture, to go into the air around your plants. But this humidity will then, as you've had them grouped together, will help each plant work together and build off of that humidity to deal with the heat that comes along with being cold outside, to deal with the temperatures that they are dealing with at this point. So this is one way to just help your plants during the colder temperatures outside, where they can't really get everything themselves, right? The days are a little bit shorter still for another few days. After that, they'll start to grow a little bit longer, right? But we think about what we can do to help get our plants through winter. So those are some things I've been thinking about. Love to hear what you have to think about for questions, etc. But give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And just talking a little bit about what to do with some of your houseplants with the warm weather that you are adding as the season goes on, right, with the heat in your home. And not that you already haven't put the heat on. I know that it's kind of like one of those things where in the fall season, you're always saying, I haven't put the heat on yet. Or, I just put the heat on. You know, that's the little game of, well, you know, I'm going to wait to put the heat on as long as possible. Well, now the heat's been on for a bit and our plants are getting used to it. But as the temperatures grow colder, our plants will start to acclimate a little bit more inside as the heat goes up a little bit. So, you know, just want to think about what we can do to keep our plants, you know, not as, I don't want to say worried, but it's almost like they're worried about the temperatures. Try to keep our temperatures and our plants the same. So, a lot of you will have plants that you are keeping in the basement for the dormant period. So that's a good thing. It's not one of those things where you'll worry as much. So there's that. But you know, for your other house plants that are there, we just like to think ahead, think about what else we can be doing. So that's why I kind of bring up these issues so that we can think ahead and know that our plants are going to, you know, make it through the winter. So, now, hopefully you got a chance to take a look at our newsletter. This is one of the articles in here is one of my favorite. is about poinsettias, and I'll discuss that on the next segment. As I definitely love the article in regards to the past of the poinsettia. Now, poinsettia, is it one of my favorite plants? I'm not going to lie. No, it really isn't. But the history behind it, the history behind a lot of these different plants is really cool. And so my father had written an article a number of years ago about the poinsettia. So I want to discuss that maybe in the next segment a little bit. Those of you who got the newsletter know what I'm talking about. But it's some good info on there. So I'd love to share that with you for those who don't get the newsletter. But if you want to get that newsletter, go to our website at paulparent.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom where it says subscribe to newsletter. At that point, that's when you put in your email address and send it our way. If that doesn't work out, you can always email us right at the bottom there, right above where you subscribe to the newsletter. You can actually get there. And one thing I do recommend, because we do get some emails from time to time saying I've signed up and what's going on. Well, check your spam folder sometimes because of just the internet protecting you. It goes into the spam folder a little bit. So just something to think about, something to look at. During the winter periods, this is the best time to get all that extra information so that you're ready for spring. So when spring hits, we're ready to go for the season. You know, some of those things that we talk about each season. Do this to get ready for next season. You know, or at the end of the season, get this ready so when you start, you're ready. You know, those little things of that we talk about, you know, getting the snowblower out early, testing it, making sure it works. You know, I didn't listen to myself, but I was lucky. The snowblower did work when I pulled it yesterday just to check, because, you know, nothing says make sure everything works like a snowfall. But we talk about these things to get you ready for that next season. So talk about those things. That's what's in some of our newsletters. But give us a call here. 855. Hey, I'm drawing a blank. We'll be back in a couple moments here.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Former President Donald Trump paid a visit to Houston on Saturday as part of a limited tour discussing his presidency. The Toyota Center was the third stop on Bill O'Reilly's history tour with Donald Trump.
45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
O'Reilly's tour featuring Trump kickoff in Florida at venues in Sunrise and Orlando. Next, they're scheduled to stop at the Dallas American Airlines Center this afternoon. Nicholas Sandman announced he has reached a settlement with NBC Universal after more than 2 years since Sandman filed a defamation lawsuit against the media company. The two parties agreed to dismiss the case with prejudice, meaning that Sandman cannot refile the same claim again in that court.
This is USA Radio News. Fox News host Tucker Carlson talks about public policies that degrade work and reward people who don't want a job in an interview with Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe on Thursday's broadcast of Tucker Carlson Tonight.
Skilled labor all too often reminds the rest of us of what we're fundamentally lacking. The thing that scares me more than anything, and the reason I started the foundation when I did, was 13 years ago, for every five tradesmen that retired, two replaced them.
The NFL revised its COVID-19 protocols on Saturday and will no longer test asymptomatic, fully vaccinated players. 95% of NFL players and over 99% of coaches and staff are fully vaccinated against COVID. In short, unvaccinated individuals will continue to be tested daily. Fully vaccinated individuals will be subject to targeted testing. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And looks like the snow has stopped out there where I am. So we're getting into the rest of the day where it's going to be just cold. So we will think warm thoughts and think about what else we can do in the garden as we go through for the season. And when I say in the garden, that doesn't just necessarily mean, that doesn't mean outside. That can mean indoors as well. And so some of the things we think about this time of year are some of our plants, like the traditional Christmas plants, like the poinsettia, right? Now, my father had written an article a number of years ago that we publish just about every Christmas time so that you can understand and see some of the things that, you know, where the poinsettia came from. So want to just touch base a little bit on that. Now, in the article that my father wrote here, he gives a little bit about the history and, you know, where do they come from? Now, one of them, according to the Mexican legend, a poor Mexican girl named Pepeta, could not afford a gift to offer to Christ on Christmas Eve, picked some weeds from the side of the road. The child was told that even a humble gift, if given in love, would be acceptable in God's eyes. When she brought the weeds into the church and laid them at the feet of the Christ child, they bloomed into red flowers with beautiful leaves. And the congregation felt they had witnessed a Christmas miracle. That weed was a poinsettia. Now, poinsettias are in the tropical, they're native to tropical forests at a moderate elevations in the Pacific coast of Mexico and some parts of Guatemala. Now, they were brought to America and introduced in 1825 by a U.S. ambassador to Mexico. His name was Joel Roberts Poinsett. Yes, Poinsett. So that poinsettia was a gift to President John Quincy Adams for the White House from the Mexican government. Now, Joel was a farmer and had greenhouses at his plantations in South Carolina where he was from. And he brought them back, get them, planted them up to look at them. And, you know, there's a lot more to it, right? It was at the first Philadelphia Flower Show. He was one of the first to ever sell them under the name poinsettia. But it is very cool to know the history a little bit of it. Now, did you know that poinsettias, or as some will call them, poinsettias, you'll hear the different name from everyone, grow like weeds in Mexico, in those areas? Now, they can get up to 6, 8, 10 feet tall. A little crazy, right? Now, those are some of the things we have, you know, modified the plants, if you will, by working with genetics of the plants. I say genetics, you know, yeah, you kind of think more human, but they've worked with the plants to get them into different sizes, etc. But if you were to let some of these poinsettias go, they could get that height. So, you know, if they were into, perfect conditions, you know, tropical type, you know, rainforest, if you will, with some more humidity, they will get a lot bigger. Now, when these were out there, when they were before really became popular, they were used for different things, right? They were actually used to make dye for clothes and cosmetics. And some of the white sap was actually used in a medicine to treat fevers, right? And this was all by the Aztecs. They actually did this. So it brings me to my next point about the poinsettia is, for the longest time, all you heard about the poinsettia was, oh, it's poisonous. Don't bring it in your house. It's the worst thing. It's going to kill your children, your animals, everything. Well, that is far from the truth. Your child or your animal would have to eat its weight in the bracts of the poinsettia. Now, you heard the word bracts, and, you know, if you've listened to me for a couple of years, and my father for years, you know what that is. But a bract is where the flower is coming from. Now, they look like leaves that have just have that color to it. And those are the bracts on the poinsettia. So that is a little bit of information about the poinsettia. But, you know, to continue my point, this isn't, you know, for many years it was poinsettias are dangerous, poinsettias are poisonous. Don't bring them in to the house, you know, leave them away. But poinsettias are, you know, they still are poisonous, right? But not as much as you think. The majority of people, if you had this, if there was an issue, you might get a mild itchy rash from the sap, but it's not as big of a deal as it was made out to be in the, you know, 60s, 70s, and 80s, right? They're more of a irritant than anything. So that is something to be looking at. Now, they're basically, to put it into a little bit more, into instead of just saying, like, eating your weight in it, you would actually have to ingest
500 to 600 leaves to actually have a little bit of an issue or a major issue with poinsettia. So don't believe the hype. I believe that was a song at one point, but don't believe the hype about the poinsettia being poisonous. I mean, I wouldn't go suggesting that a child or yourself go eat poinsettia. I mean, that's not something I would think about doing anyways, but it's not poisonous as bad as it has been made out to be. So, a lot of this information, like I said, is in our newsletter, thepaulparent.com. Scroll down to the bottom, you can sign up. But it is a nice flowering plant for this time of year that a lot of people will then bring as a Christmas gift to others or bring into the house to lighten it up with some color during this winter time, right? So, you know, another article we touched on was mistletoe. I don't know why I keep saying it wrong. I apologize. But mistletoe grows in trees, right? This is something where it looks like when your trees are defoliated, it looks like it's evergreen up there. It's actually a parasite type plant. So it actually lives on the tree branches and steals from the plant what it needs from the tree. So it does make its own food, but it relies on host trees for water and other items. When mistletoe will stay alive as long as the tree is alive. It is a parasite. It just absorbs from the tree. So we're not going to see a mistletoe growing in our area. A lot of the times you'll see them in the south, in the southern areas, and they will ship them north. But little history on the mistletoe as well, from this article. If Scandinavian mythology includes the tradition of hanging mistletoe as a cure-all for many ills. Ancient Greeks considered an antidote to poison. It was also thought to protect from fire and keep evil spirits and witches out. Swiss hunters used bow and arrows to shoot down the plant, and if the falling mistletoe was caught in the left hand, it was believed the hunter had a panacea for all his children's diseases. Now, generations of farmers used it in the field to protect their crops from insects and diseases. So many uses, right? Now, we think of mistletoe at this point, and it's more of the fun, right? Where under the mistletoe, you're supposed to kiss, right? But did you know the rules of kissing under the mistletoe? Now, pick a berry. You kiss once. Two berries, two kisses. When the berries are gone, stop until next year. You better stock up for the holidays, right? That's what the article states. Anyways, but a lot of times now, it's those fake berries. But that was back in the day when the berries from it were on there. So some interesting history about some Christmas type items. Your poinsettia, your mistletoe. There are others that we can discuss throughout the show today as we are six days away from Christmas, right? I know everybody's getting excited. I know my kids are getting excited. We had a little Christmas dance that my daughter did at school this week where she enjoyed it. And I think we've seen Santa like 10 different times at different areas. And this is the best part of it, right? Obviously, the kids love it for the presents, but getting out there and seeing a kid's face every time they see Santa or enjoy Christmas is amazing. That's funny with the age that my youngest is at. Every once in a while, she'll, you know, think of Santa and kind of look at him like, I don't want to see that guy anymore. Or be like, ooh, it's Santa. It's interesting how it goes, right? So these are the memories that I will cherish. But it's that time of year. We're thinking Christmas, 6 days away. So I've got about 4.5 days before I start Christmas shopping. I know a lot of you feel the same way. So we'll get out there soon, right? Nothing like waiting till the last minute. Now, if anybody has any questions in regards to any of, you know, the poinsettias or flowering plants or what's going on with the plants in your house, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time in the show for you to give us a call. I know after some of the snow, you might be resting in. So definitely, once you get with us, we're here to answer those questions. Again, 855-660-4261. Back in a few.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we've been kind of talking about the history of some of the plants in around Christmas. And one that we talk about a good amount, but I don't think it gets as much play as, you know, the poinsettia at this time of year, right, is that of the Christmas cactus. Now, we talk about it, but you more than likely see stories or hear people talk about the Christmas cactus that they've had for 20 years versus the poinsettia that they've had for 20 years. Now, maybe I'm far off, but I don't think I am, because I don't see people with pictures of a giant Christmas I don't see pictures of a giant, you know, poinsettia like I do with some of the Christmas cactus that people are so proud of. So it's interesting how it kind of takes a back seat for Christmas in popularity when it comes to what people are talking about, right? So, a little bit of history, very little about the history here, is that these actually, the Christmas cactus, originated from coastal mountains of southeastern Brazil near the Atlantic Ocean. It grows in a region which is generally relatively cool, shaded, and has high humidity. Now, historically, it talks about, the records state that it's cultivation in Europe over 200 years ago. They were in the first greenhouses there for their fall and winter blooms. 1852, they had actually fallen out of favor, and most cultivars were lost. But 1950s came about, and the breeding of these plants came back. And in North America, Europe, even Australia, New Zealand, they actually didn't go into some major, go into tons of varieties like we have in other plants. They just went into four main cultivars. They actually had multiple colors. Now, Christmas cactus, what do you do with it, right? It flowers, so you're thinking it needs lots of sun. Well, it actually will take shade, like I said. The majority of people, what they recommend for this is to put it in a north or an east-facing window, so it doesn't get full sun all day. It actually wants a little bit of shade, because what happens? Well, it can burn. It can actually burn the leaves and cause more damage. So this is one where it needs the cooler temperatures to help with the flowering, right? So it's different from, the majority of the flowering plants out there. Flowering plants, we always think summer, spring, summer, maybe into fall with the flowers. But this one wants some cool temperatures to get to that. They actually, are some that you can put outside during the summer. And again, keep it in partial shade because, again, sunlight can burn it. Couple things to be doing, right? So, taking care of it after Christmas, right? You've kept it all season. It's flowered. You bring it and you kind of just keep it in those same windows. You can bring it outside in the spring into the fall. Spring and summer, and then once fall kind of hits, you're moving it indoors, placing it in a sunny window. At that point, you want to keep the plant where temperatures are going to be between 60 and 65 degrees, keeping it away from heat, like fireplaces, hot air, those types of things. You want to keep it in that cool period, that 60 to 65 for 6 weeks. That's what helps the buds develop. So that is something to be thinking about as well. There's a 6 week span. So as we talk about it with other plants, like your amaryllis, or even the poinsettia, right, with the dark period, there is a time period where you look back and say it's going to take this much time. So these are some things to think about. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take another break here. We'll come back in the 7 o'clock hour. Hopefully we can answer some of your questions. We'll be back soon.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.